Chapter 5. Entering Bast. Player base. Restricted area. Access granted by brand. Guardian health unknown. Scan recommended. This base is owned by Player Anatoly. This home base is your current regeneration spot.
For a confused moment, I thought I was back in Anatoly's apartment. I looked around, bewildered, seeing the familiar couch, familiar bed, kitchen area, and the long brick wall. But this was all overlaid with my game HUD and the ceiling of the warm and humid room. The milky white ceiling appeared to be made of flesh. As I watched in astonishment, the flesh quivered and then undulated, as if something just beyond the surface moved by, something substantial, malevolent, and so very close. The ground did not feel steady, as if I was on a ship. A wave of queasiness rushed through me. I am inside the monster. That giant, weird lion thing. I am inside that creature.
Jesus!
Yeah, I'm working on removing the smell from the bases. Some of the others don't like the stench either. Personally, I think it adds an extra touch of realism. You stop noticing it after a while. It won't bother you after a day or two.
I'm going to barf, man.
It wouldn't be the first. Just ride through it.
I thought the lowered sensation setting would block out the smell, too.
Warning. You are unsteady.
I set sensation back to 100%. It's 105%, actually. I found it enhances the experience. Everything's a little more saturated, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Okay. I'm good.
I can't believe it. I can't believe I got you in here so easily.
What do you mean? Wait. Why did you set the sensation back up?
Okay, Duke. Let me tell you what's really going on here.
What do you mean?
You'll want to sit down for this. Most of what I've told you so far is true, but I left a few details out. First and foremost, I didn't hire you to draw a mural on my wall.
I don't understand. Why do you need me here?
It's kind of complicated. I have a client, and they requested an artist. They chose you.
For what? What do I need to paint? I don't understand.
You're going to have to ask them. Honestly, I try not to get too involved in what the clients want. That's between them and the proctors. I'm just the host.
I'm a wuss.
You won't be able to eject. You're in a penal rig. You've already been attached to a feeding tube and waste disposal system.
What do you mean? Why would you do this?
I am in the very early stages of creating a digital playground. Instead of building it from the ground up, I am taking an existing engine and game that I can easily adjust to test out interest. Kaiju Battlefield Surgeon works well because the anatomical and pain settings are second to none. Better than any other existing game.
You can't keep me here. I have a wife. My daughter is flying in tomorrow. I'll be missed.
Oh, I am aware. You will be missed, but nobody will know where you are. You were alone when I answered your ad. You sent no messages to either your wife or your roommates. You didn't leave a note either. I checked.
You've been following me?
For some time now, Duke.
Okay, this is what's going to happen. You're going to let me out right fucking now. If you do it now, I won't kick your ass, and I won't sue you for every damn penny you have. This is kidnapping.
No, Duke. I'm not going to let you out. You're going to do what the client says. If you do it well, we'll keep you around. If you don't cooperate well, you won't like what happens next.
Fuck you! I'm not going to do anything you ask. You're going to what? Make me live in the body of this stupid zombie thing? For how long?
I want to show you something. You'll have view-only web access during your stay, as long as you behave. There are a few channels of interest I want to show you. Namely, channels 1 and 2.
What? What is this? It was like being physically slapped. I felt the breath knock out of me. He'd somehow hacked into the feed from my wife's work implant. He had audio and visual access for her corneal graft. I could literally see through her eyes.
Of the two, your wife Mary's implant was the easiest to hack. The interface from St. Joe's uses a pretty insecure protocol. Most of the doctors have an extra layer of security, but the lower-tier nurses have the cheap stuff installed. As long as your wife isn't wandering around someplace off the grid, we can track and see her position.
What the fuck, man?
And then, we have channel number 2. Your daughter sleeps most of the day, since she got out. What was her name again? Oh yes, Ruth. It's a sign of depression. Sleeping, I mean. Her implants were taken offline 6 months ago when she was released from prison. Getting them powered back up without her knowledge was a bit of a chore, let me tell you, but we got it done. She's doing well, by the way. The doctor at the halfway house thinks she has a good chance of staying clean this time. The visual quality of her implants is crap, but she has the bloodstream monitors. You'll know straight away if she falls off the wagon.
Why are you doing this?
We have done this for 2 reasons. One is to give you a view of the outside world, so you know your wife and daughter are all right. You have access to television also, though you'll be rationed to 1 hour a day. The second is to prove to you that we can get to either of them at a moment's notice. If you do as we ask, we guarantee they will be left alone. If you excel at what you do, we will further make certain that they will both share in some of the profits of our venture. We'll not only pay off your back mortgage, we will buy the loan on that shitty apartment of yours outright and tear it right up. If you defy us or refuse to participate, you will be forced to watch as first Mary and then Ruth are captured, then tortured, and then eventually converted into a consumable for our project. We have invested a significant amount of capital into getting you here, Duke. We plan on protecting that investment. Please don't force us to resort to extreme measures.
But why me? I'm a nobody. I'm not even a good artist. I'm a goddamned hack.
It doesn't matter. You're handpicked by the client.
Jesus Christ. This had to be a nightmare. I stepped forward, and I punched Anatoly in the face with all of my strength. It felt as if I'd just struck a brick. My vision flashed red. I'm pretty sure I'd broken my hand. His hand shot out, crushing my ribs as I was bodily picked up and pressed against the back wall. I could feel the ribs in my undead body creak and crack. An ominous red flashing filled my vision as my health bar nosedived. In my stomach, I felt Banksy the gut hook thrash. I couldn't breathe. My chest caved in. Pain spiraled across my ribcage, like cracking glass.
Don't ever think to touch me again. I do not like being touched.
You have died. Half your experience toward level 2 lost.
I fell. Down I went, falling and falling as I flailed my arms. I still couldn't breathe. My chest felt broken open, and air rushed through it as if Anatoly had punched a hole clean through my frail body. Spinning red lights filled my vision, and it soon became clear I fell within a tight, bottomless tunnel. The red lights were fires. First torches, and then the walls themselves were fire, rushing by as I plummeted. I smashed to a stop, my body slamming into the sudden ground like a meteor crashing from the heavens. I tumbled and crunched, my neck and legs and arms all shattering with the impact, my insides liquefying within me. I could see, I could feel, and the pain did not falter. I'd been taken far beyond the normal realm of pain, past the point where a person in the real world would have lost consciousness or fallen into shock. I lay ruined on top of a pile of writhing, screaming, burning bodies. I opened my mouth to scream, but my jaw did not do as I commanded. The fire consumed me. This is what hell is. I blinked. The pain was gone. Just like that. It remained, though, burned into my memory. Pain does that to a person. It tattoos itself into your memory. Deep, bright, and burning. So much so that the remembrance of it is just as bad.
You have died once. Entering Bast. Player base. Restricted area. Access granted by brand. Guardian health. Unknown. Scan recommended. This base is owned by player Anatoly. This home base is your current regeneration spot.
I looked, stupidly, at the naked corpse with the ruined chest lying on the ground nearby.
Corpse. Duke. Body will disappear after 2 minutes unless it is interacted with by another player or NPC, or upon the generation of another corpse.
You were probably too in shock to fully appreciate how exquisite that death sequence is. You fell down the burning hole for 20 seconds before you regenerated. The default is 10 seconds. I just adjusted it up to 2 minutes. Every time you displease me, I will add 10 seconds to the sequence.
Fuck you.
You have died 2 times.
I didn't say anything after waking up the second time. All I could think about was Mary, screaming.
This is too much. This is too much.
Words can brand themselves onto you too.
Are you ready to listen now?
You can't do this.
We've already established not only can I do this, but I already have. You need to get past the anger and denial stage. Don't bother with the bargaining stage either. I don't remember what the other stages are, but I'm pretty sure the last one is acceptance. The sooner you move on to that one, the sooner we can get you comfortable.
What's going to happen next?
This is a more acceptable question.
Food box activated. Your apple is ready.
Worm surgeons are one of the few races who don't sleep in this game. That's unfortunate for you. Time will move much more slowly. But you also don't need to eat, which is good. I won't have to keep you stocked up. I already have a food box for me and another for Clara. I won't need to invest in one for you. You just need the soul power you can get from your gut hook.
Who's Clara?
You'll meet her soon enough. She's out on a field trip right now. When they return in a couple days, you'll get to work. I gotta fly to Boston in the morning, so I'll leave you to your own devices. You probably won't see too much of me over the next couple of weeks. they'll tell you what to do next. It's in your best interest to do as they say. The client has free rein to control your behavior.
A few days. What about me? I'll starve to death.
I already told you, worm surgeons don't need to eat.
Oh, you mean you. The meat world you. You're in the modified Honda Labs penal rig, fully stocked. You don't need to worry about that. It has 6 months' worth of sustenance and has some great new technology built in that'll keep your muscles from atrophying. The first few test subjects had this issue where their meat bodies would go into shock after just a bit of extreme fun. Don't worry, though. These new rigs have squashed that bug pretty good. Here. I've given you read-only access to the state of your rig, so you'll know how Duke Prime is doing. You'll also have access to some web channels, so you can keep tabs on the outside world. And, of course, you have the Mary channel and the Ruth channel. But like I said, you only get an hour a day.
I'm going to get out of this, and I'm going to rip you to shreds.
You're now at 2 minutes and 20 seconds. You're free to wander around, but if you step outside of my base, you'll be devoured alive in minutes. You're level one in an endgame zone. You don't get experience for anything but killing things and performing surgery, and that's not going to happen. So you're going to remain level one for the remainder of your stay. I'll be back in a week, maybe two, to check on you.
Anatoly, offline.